The Big Bang Theory literally states that all of the matter in the entire universe was condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space, smaller than a single proton. And then in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, it went from the size of that tiny point to something billions of miles across. Now, there's quite a few problems with that, and I'm just going to name a few in this video. Obviously, one is, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. According to the Big Bang Theory, the universe went from smaller than a proton to in a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a second, billions of miles across. That is trillions of times faster than the speed of light. And so nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. And I've heard atheists respond and say, well, that's just talking about matter. Matter can't travel faster than the speed of light. It didn't say that space couldn't. No, it literally means nothing. Nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. And then number two, 326 million trillion gallons of water exist on Earth alone. And so for somebody to believe that all those gallons of water were condensed down to an infinitesimal amount of space smaller than a single proton, it just goes to show they don't even understand what basic scientific law even is. Because it doesn't take a genius to figure out that water can only be compressed past a certain point. In fact, it can hardly be compressed at all. And interestingly enough, for those out there who claim that the Big Bang is somehow a proven fact, NASA said, and I quote, "Even though the Big Bang theory is widely accepted, it will probably never be proven." So NASA point blank admits that the Big Bang theory, which they all believe in, will probably never be proven. Do you know why? Because it's not provable, because it's not science, because it's not true. It's indefensible on every level, and that's exactly why they made that statement, that it will probably never be proven. And so they said, consequently, this leaves people with a lot of tough and unanswered questions. And so when atheists come to me and other creation apologists and they say, Matt, you know, please give us evidence, Matt. We need evidence. We need answers, Matt. Why don't they ask the more tough questions and the unanswered questions that need to be asked regarding the Big Bang Theory that NASA has stated are going to be asked by people, since it cannot be proven? And it probably never will be proven, according to NASA. And so I just wanted to do this quick video about these facts and just make it clear that the Christian perspective of the universe is a scientific one. The atheistic perspective is based on myths and nothing more than primitive superstition. And to say that nothing could cause an explosion, I mean, that is just entering into the realms of an absolute unscientific fairy tale land.